Word. There are no straight paths here. There is no flat ground. From on high and looking south, the coastline resembles the great clawed foot of a reptile. Sharp-ridged promontories of shale and volcanic rock, scoured by salt, jut out to rake the sea. Old claws at the culmination of a vast scaly foot, now softened by countless millennia of erosion, the surface made tufty or velveteen with brown gorse and red heather coating the ridges and cuticles. Between the talons, crescent-shaped coves nestle, filled with rubble from old cliff fall, the greening boulders dull to lead when coated by the sea. Or long stony beaches the color of iron filings fill the gaps. Inland, where the toes embed into the leviathan's foot, the webbing is fringed by wetland marshes that rise into steep grassy valleys, dividing the metatarsals. If the serrated edge of the land resembles clawed feet, then the rest of the vast beast must be buried beneath the hills, a monumental form sunk deep within dark soil. Inside dripping caverns, perhaps the slow, hoarse respiration of the creature's long, deep sleep is detectable and dismissed as air rising through the capillaries of the earth. Perhaps the monster is now of the earth, turned to stone in an ancient epochal battle, of which vestigial comments exist in ancient poems. The thin coast path undulates up and down the steep ridges. Occasionally it wanders inland for a stretch before winding and returning to a cliff-edge track. Upon those faint grooves, only the nimblest hooves may navigate safe passage above an immensity of empty air. Far below the cliffs, waves the color of chainmail shatter and spume. During a journey from the misted distance to here, the land will prove empty of life. No livestock clops the grass flat, no birds shriek about nests in the cliffs, no hares dart or mice flit. An entrant on foot may also experience a sensation of awe as their vision and spirits vault up and into the canopy of empty gray sky.